With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. In the 1999 science fiction film, The Matrix, the global environment has been destroyed. But most people don't know it, because their minds are caught up in a software program, and all they see is a beautiful computer-generated reality, while their bodies lie in metal and glass capsules. To author David Wallace Wells, the movie is a good analogy for what advancing technology is doing to people's ability to see, and therefore care about, the ecological damage we are inflicting on the Earth. His new book, The Uninhabitable Earth: Life After Warming, explores the intersection between people's growing obsession with iPhones and digital images, and the widespread lack of concern about the very real floods, wildfires, pollution, and plastic trash all around us in the real world. Here's Wallace Wells discussing how people respond to climate change.
The Matrix is absolutely right that one way that we may respond is to try to concoct or enact false bubbles in which we can continue to live or pretend to live in a kind of time of plenty and paradise when, in fact, in reality, we're living in a much, much more degraded landscape.
Technology, in the form of the Industrial Revolution and the burning of coal and oil, is what triggered climate change in the first place. And now, faced with political gridlock over the need to regulate greenhouse gases, technology offers a tempting and seemingly easy escape route through what is called geoengineering. As Wallace Wells describes in his book, geoengineering is the idea that we can solve the climate problem while continuing to burn fossil fuels through high-tech fixes, such as pumping a blanket of sulfur dioxide pollution into the atmosphere to shade the sun and cool the Earth. The only problem would be if Earth's governments ever stopped pumping the coolant into the sky, perhaps because of war or because it became too expensive, our protective umbrella would suddenly vanish. Greenhouse gas levels would have meanwhile intensified, and the planet would quickly cook. In the end, Wallace Wells argues, technology alone won't save us.
We've sort of been led to believe or allowed ourselves to believe that because we now live in the modern world, that we are somehow protected from the forces of nature, that things like, you know, modern amenities, modern civilization are a kind of a fortress that will protect us against what blows are possible from real climate degradation.
The good news, according to the author, is that governments in the U.S. and around the world already have all the tools required to stop climate change. All they need is the political will to impose the regulations needed, including a tax on carbon dioxide pollution, a phasing out of coal and oil in favor of solar, wind, and other clean energy sources, and a shift in the global diet from meat to vegetables to reduce pollution from factory farms. The danger, Wallace Wells argues, is that we'll ignore all this if we continue to be distracted by the latest Twitter outrage from the White House or video of baby pandas on our iPhones.
We're sort of entertaining ourselves to death, is one pointed way of putting it. We are so engaged in the sort of intoxicating pleasures of the world on our phones that we're not really thinking hard about how the material aspects of our lives are being degraded by the force of climate change today, already in 2019.
So unplug from the Matrix and enter into combat with the ugly but very real political world, the only reality in which we can solve our problems through voting. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus. This program is sponsored by the Abel Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.